Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody. Today is Tuesday, Testimonial Tuesday, December 20th, and so excited to have you all come on to, our Blog Talk Radio to listen to us. I am Jeanette Kohlhaas, been with Beamer for 3.5 years, and I live in Charleston, South Carolina. And my co-host today is Sue Barrington from Pullman, Washington. Sue, are you there with me?
I am here, Jeanette, and I am excited to host with you because it's always fun. But, yeah, I've been with Beamer for about 6.5 years, and absolutely love it, and I'm excited to do this show with you.
All right. So today is our testimonial call, and what we want you to do is we want you to listen to us, but we also want you to call in today and share your brief, compliant testimonial on how Beamer has worked with you. We have an amazing technology. We want to know how it's changed your life. So all you have to do is push 1, and you'll be in the queue, and we'll see a little hand raised, and we will be able to call on you, and you'll be able to in person talk to us and tell us how Beamer has helped you. So a lot of people are always hesitant about doing this, but we want you to be able to just have fun and talk to us, because everybody else on the call would love to hear how Beamer has helped you, because they might know somebody else that they could talk to that has the same issues, health issues you have. So when we say compliant testimonials, what we mean is do not mention disease names. We don't want you to say arthritis. We would rather have you say joint discomfort. We don't want any names of diseases specifically. We don't want you to mention any drug names or what you're using. We don't want to use the word pain, cured, or treatment. So what we say is aches or discomfort, or we say we have a session or we have a demo in Beamer. And we don't want you to give your own protocols on how you used your Beamer to help your issues. There really are no protocols. All we really do have is the basic Beamer plan on our B-Body. But you can just tell us how you used it, what you used it on, and how it made you feel, the befores and the afters. So just keep it real simple and talk about the symptoms you were experiencing before and if they've minimized or how long it took them before you realized that they were gone. And if you're an athlete, tell us how it's improved your performance and recovery. And especially now that it's freezing outside and we have winter time, anybody's using Beamer for reasons being outside and being cold and having joint issues, would love to hear about that, how Beamer is helping you in the winter time. So, Sue, do you have anything else to share?
I will share my most recent testimony. And that is that my husband and I went to Texas for my daughter's graduation. Physical therapist, yay. But anyway, I decided I was not going to take a check-in bag. So I just went with my Go set, you know, using the B pad up and down the spine on the low setting on whatever intensity we're on. And I haven't really done that much other than in the very beginning when we first launched that set. And just so everyone knows, that is in the set you have, if you have the full set, you can just use your B-pad as the full body to mimic the, because when you turn it to low, it turns it down 3 times less powerful to be similar to the full body mat. And I can honestly say that I felt great. We were there, I think, for 4 or 5 days, and I can honestly say that I didn't sleep on it any, or, I didn't use the special program. And I still felt amazing. I was very thrilled about that. And we were doing a lot of walking around and, you know, maybe did a little extra. I have two B pads, so I wrapped one on my feet and I might put the other one up and down my spine. And it was awesome. I was very happy that I didn't pay the extra for another suitcase.
Well, that's what's so nice, especially with the holidays coming up. Love to have people push one and talk to us about where you're traveling to and how you're going to be using your Beamer, because I personally have the B-Sit, and we will be taking a four-hour car drive to visit family, and I put the B-Sit on my butt and put the computer, the B-Box, on the dashboard or on the side of the car, and put it on my butt. And then when that's done, sometimes I'll lift myself up and put it on my back and do it on my back while we're driving. And then I let the passengers use it also, because, you know, those 4-hour, 5-hour, 8-hour drives end up not being so bad when you're circulating your blood all the way through the drive. So I even take it on the airplane. Love to hear people that have taken it on the airplane with them, because being on the airplane, it's phenomenal. It really, really helps when you're stuck cramped in that little seat for how many hours. Sue, have you used it on airplanes too?
Oh, yes, absolutely I have. And I don't take the B-Sit as much on an airplane. I have done it a couple times. But, yeah, it's amazing. And honestly, I didn't use it any time on these. You know, we always have a connecting flight because I live in Podunk Town. but it was a long trip and all. But I usually pull it out just because it's going to be a topic of conversation with someone next to me. And I know you have done that also, Jeanette. But I honestly don't need to use it. At one point, we were sitting so much because 5 hours in the airport waiting for our connecting flight. But I did kind of put it across my thighs because I don't have a lot of meat on my bones. And sitting for a long time, just kind of my legs, just sometimes wish I had more cushion there, but anyway, and it was great. I went back in the plane and, you know, in the cramped seats, my husband's tall and, you know, he had the wire thing in the back of the person's seat in front of him hitting his knees the whole time. But you know, his knees survived it too. So it was awesome.
Yeah. I've actually, I have recruited a few people on from airplanes, and I know you have too. So you put it on, put the B-Box on the tray table. When they say that we've reached an altitude, you can get out your laptop. So I put the B-Box on the tray table, and then I have a little orange material cover over my B-Pad so it stands out like crazy. And I'll put it on my shoulders, and I'll put it on my legs and knees. And people are always looking at that. You can see the person sitting next to you looking at you like, what are you doing? So I've even had the person across the aisle ask, and I've thrown the B-Pad across the aisle, and people are like, what is going on up there? So
yeah, I'm sure the flight attendants love that.
Well, then I go in the back of the plane and I let them try it too. So
yeah,
they love it. So, you know, wherever you go, a Beamer, you can take it wherever you go. And that's what I love about it, because you can share it with people. And just the other day I was at a holiday party and a guy came walking in with crutches and a boot in his leg. And so I go, oh, what happened to your leg? And he started telling me, oh, the recovery is so slow. I wish I'd do anything to get it faster. I go, really? Anything? So I may have an appointment with him this afternoon. So you just never know. There's people all over the place that need it.
That's right. Do we have anyone in the dashboard? I can't see it because I'm logged out and can't remember the password. But
yeah.
Please remember.
Not yet. We have quite a few. We have quite a few people on, but we don't have anybody raising their hand yet. So all you have to do is push 1 on your phone or the dashboard, and you will be – there we go. We just have a lucky person that raised their hand. So I will unmute you, and 509-631, you are now live on Blog Talk. Tell us your name, where you're from, and your testimonial.
Good morning, ladies. This is Kim Stanger from Cooley Dam, Washington, on the Caldwell Indian Reservation, and I just wanted to I wanted to share that I had a bunion surgery on my left foot last Wednesday. I'd been putting it off for a long time and finally found one that looked like it was better and quicker. So I've been using my program 3 for a little while and just feeling like I'm already feeling way, way better. So I love my Beamer, and we use it for everything.
That's
just wanted to
Pam,
share that.
How long have you been with Beamer?
2016.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So did your whole family get to use
and,
it?
Oh, yeah. All my family uses it, and everywhere I go, I have it. And people are starting to, you know, this is maybe an encouragement to people who have been in there for a while or maybe just started. Never give up, because I have people that I've shared it with from when I first started that are finally coming back and wanting their own, because they've seen, well, because of everything that's going on in our world, and they've seen what it's done for us, my family. So don't give up. Just keep sharing, because we have the best gift ever. Well, besides Jesus.
True. Definitely. And I met Kim at our first academy in Portland. So we've been longtime Beamer friends. And that's also an amazing gift. The people we meet in Beamer,
yes,
like you, Janet, and Kim.
Mm-hmm. I love the Beamer family.
Well,
you
and the fact
have
that
a
you
good
said
day.
Don't give up on people. Thank
yes.
you for sharing.
Exactly. Okay, you guys have a good day.
All right, Kim, thanks.
Thanks, Kim.
And we love what she says about always never give up on sharing with people, because, you know, people are in a different spot in their lives at some point in time. You just never know. And they might just think, oh, yeah, that's a gimmick thing. But then when they start seeing you going to all these different, doing all these activities and doing everything, and they're going, wow, you're really staying active, or wow, I can't believe you still do that. So eventually they'll start coming around.
Yeah, it's true. And I even had one person who I actually met on the airplane who a year later, you know, I followed up with her, I sent her stuff, and I knew someday she was thinking, you know, she'd try to get one. But she called me just out of the blue about last June and said, okay, I've been saving my money since we met and I'm ready to buy. And I thought, I mean, it was a shock. I didn't know she was, like, doing that. She didn't tell me. But so you just got to support people and keep, you know, reaching out and informing them and educating them and, you know, giving them space also, I learned to do. And people will see the light on it, you know, if it's really meant to be.
Right. And, you know, one of my funnest testimonials is my eyesight, because when I started Beamer 3.5 years ago, went to the eye doctor, and my contacts were 175, and then a year later they were 150, and a year later they're 125, and now I'm coming up to ready to go to the doctor again, and I can't wait, because right now when I put my contacts on, my phone is too blurry if I hold it too close. I have to hold it an arm's length away for it to be better, so that means my contacts are too strong, and so I can't wait to lower it again. So when I do go to the eye doctor and I lower my contacts one more time, I'm going to actually take a picture of me in the eye doctor office. So then after I find out that I get lower dosage of contact lenses, then I will post on social media and say, wow, I can't believe it. For the third year in a row, my contacts have gone down. My eyesight's healing itself from using my Beamer. And, you know, people are going to go, what? How's that doing that? What's that happening? So you just got to share things that are happening in your life with Beamer and let people be curious. And then when they do ask a lot of questions, what I like to do is just go private message them on the side and then talk to them a little bit, share some of the Beamer share videos to them, and just hold on a private conversation on the side. I just don't like to get too involved on the thread of Facebook or something, because you don't want people seeing too much, and you got to be very compliant in what you say and everything. So
I have a question for you, Jeanette. How has that improved your golf game? I mean, obviously in much other ways, but the eyesight, that's probably a huge deal to be able to – well, actually, it probably hinders it in the meantime while your contacts aren't working 100% for you, because it's getting better. But I'm just curious about that.
It is. I mean, it's getting better, and it's funny. Before I even thought I needed contacts, I just said, no, I don't need glasses and stuff. And then when I got them, it was like, wow, I can actually see the grain on the grass when I'm putting and everything. So – it does make a difference, because when you hit it as far as I do, you know, you've got to be able to see that distance and got to see up close. So it's been really wonderful.
You're stronger, and Beamer's helping you with all your, you know, your swing and everything, your movement. You probably have to be able to get your eyes looking, feeling.
Well, that's the other thing. Being a professional golfer, I mean, my flexibility has changed so much. I mean, I used to get to the point where at the top of my backswing it's twisting like, oh, I just can't go any further. And now I take such a good twist and backswing, and flexibility is just huge. And it's really interesting because you just kind of like, I didn't ever know when that started to happen. I mean, because it just happens so gradually, yeah. You just don't even know that you're getting better. And also my knees have never had bad knees. But for the last 25 years, I've just kind of bent over and held my hands on my thighs, leaning over looking at the putt, because I could never squat down to the very bottom to look at putts, because I could never get back for the last 25 years. I could never get back up. And I just realized this last summer when I'm out playing, going, you know, I can squat down and I can get back up. I mean, it's the little things in life that get you excited. I can get back up.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a repetitive movement, you know. It's just going to save you, your body. Because coming from a golfing family, I know they have, you know, there's a lot of issues you have just going that same direction all the time.
Right. Do we have any athletes that are listening? Love to hear how your story has helped. Have improved your sport or helped give you more endurance or more flexibility or anything? When you start looking at our whole body, between our toes and our feet and our knees and our thighs and our hips and our back and our shoulders, there's got to be somebody out there that wants to tell us how Beamer has helped one part of their body. All you have to
do
is push one, get in our cue.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I'll fill in the space while we wait for that brave soul. But Bettina, you know, our dear Bettina, mother of Beamer in America, has always said we are all athletes, and that is so true. Because, I mean, I'm looking at about a foot of snow outside my house, and, you know, you get out there and shovel. You are an athlete. Gardening, you know, you want to stay fit until your dying day, really, and be able to do, you know, it's going to digress, obviously, or digress, whatever the word is. But you want to be able to do, my parents still live independently. They've had a Beamer for almost five and a half years. They're 92 almost, 6 months, and almost 90, and they go up and down their two-story home. I'm not making a Beamer testimony for them, but it's been amazing, and they manicure and keep, I mean, my brother comes in and chops branches and stuff, but my dad still mows his lawn and does all that, and they have a big place, and it's just so cool to see that they're still independent, living in the house I grew up in, basically.
That's amazing, and my dad is the same thing. He's 94. And he's been using his Beamer for 2.5 years. And, you know, he says, honey, I don't feel anything. I don't think it's really helping. But we've seen a huge difference in the way he walks. And it's just nice that he's so alert. And I have pictures of him from his birthday parties from 90 to 94. And everybody says, wow, he looks so much more alert and so much better. So it's just great. Yeah. What a gift we can give our parents, you know.
It is a blessing.
So, Sue, tell us another testimonial that you have.
Okay, me? Okay, yeah, I will tell you one. Actually, I was going to tell you this one. So if Greg Peterson's listening, well, first of all, he should be calling in if he is, but he always laughs that he's going to put bubble wrap around me because I always have an injury because I don't fear anything anymore. I did that for 4 years before Beamer. Every movement, I was fearful of another injury, literally. But my daughter left a couple pictures on the table, you know, during her graduation, and so, you know, we're all in the car, and she's like, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, no, you need those, because I would want them. And so I had my heels on, and I decided to run, you know, up the escalator, two stairs, I should say, and then also run from the parking lot over the curb, all this stuff. And I kind of walked back down because there were people in my way that I couldn't get past, and I didn't want to roll them over. But my old ankle injury that I've literally injured and re-injured probably 25 times in my life, it later on I felt a little twing, like, oh, what'd I do? And we're going to walk all over campus. So I wrapped that V-pad around it in the car on the way to campus after we changed, you know. And I'll tell you what, I did not notice it walking around campus. I did it again a couple more times, you know, later that day. And it was good. And that's why I am always glad I have my Beamer. Take it with me everywhere. I'm sure you do too. If I do have an injury, I know I'm getting back in my car or wherever I am, and I'm going to beam it right away because I know what it can do. I've seen it. I've had it happen myself and other people, and it's definitely a gift.
And that's funny. That's what I say too, being at the ripe age of 64, which I feel like 39 now. I feel like I use Beamer as a first aid kit because any time I bump into something or something happens, I immediately go over to my Beamer and just put it on. It doesn't hurt, but I go ahead and put it on just so I won't get a black and blue mark. And I have had that happen. I have, this last summer, I bumped into a metal corner of a lounge chair at the pool, and I scraped my shin like 2 inches, a huge scrape on my shin, and it started bleeding so bad, and I just couldn't believe it. I'd run back in and get towels to stop the blood and everything, and had the Beamer in the car. I didn't want to leave it out in the sunshine and stuff. So anyway, so I went and got it and put the spot right over it in 20 minutes. And then I waited an hour or two or three and then went and did another 20 minutes. And then that night when I went to bed, I put the spot on it again. And the next morning when I woke up, under the covers, I felt my shins and I'm like, which leg was it? And I was moving my fingers up and down both of my shins to feel which one had the bruise, and nothing hurt. So I'm like, I had to get out from the covers to see which is the one that had the bruise. And I had a very, very light gray 2.5-3 inch circle around that scab. And it was light gray. And it never, ever black and blued. And knowing my body, I used to be the queen of black and blue marks. And, I mean, I would just bump into the corner of the wall and I would get a black and blue mark. And I swear that thing never got purple, blue, or red or anything. So unbelievable. If you catch it fast enough and you get it done, it helps the blood dissipate and helps the blood keep flowing, and there's no trauma to the to the area that there. So
that's right, exactly right.
All right. Well, we don't have another caller yet, so if you all want to keep listening to us,
I don't think we do, but we could have a good old time, Jeanette, for sure. We'll stay on focus though. How many callers are on the line? I'm sure a lot of people are busy with Christmas and all this going on, but we've got to have
We have a little less than 30 on the line, which is pretty good.
Oh, my gosh, that's very good for Christmas week. But let's see.
Something else I wanted to mention, because we're all going to be eating probably a lot during the holidays, and I'm a pretty clean eater, and I eat very well, but there are times in the holidays I'll make an exception, and I'll eat some chocolate, or I'll eat some sugar, or I'll eat too much of what I don't want to eat, and actually it happened at a holiday party a couple of days ago, and I came home feeling so sick. I mean, I'm like, it was really good when I ate it, but the next few hours later, so I came home and put the V-pad over my stomach for 8 minutes, and then I waited a couple hours and did it again, and I swear, I didn't feel bad at all. I mean, it really helps calm the stomach and the digestive and stuff, so that might be a plan for everybody if you eat too much. It's not going to help you lose the weight right off the bat, but it will help you feel better.
And I have,
so we do
I
have a caller. We have a caller right now. We have 805-406. I am making you live on Blog Talk, so why don't you share your name, where you're from, and your compliant testimonial.
Well, good morning, ladies. Thank you for carrying on the torch. Tuesday, Testimonial Tuesday. This is Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup, also known as Jan Hopp. And I'm from Central – hi, good morning, ladies. I'm from Central Coast, beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles. And you all were talking about – well, it was 6 years that this grandma was run over by a pickup, but – in January of this year, on the 29th, I was at a health summit with at a healing room doing Beamer sessions with two other gals, and we kept slipping off the back of the platform all day. And then at the very end, I'm packing at 7:30 at night, I'm packing the horse Beamer up, slip off the doggone stage, hit and then bounced into the wall on my left-hand side and broke my pelvis.
Oh, no.
I wish it would have been oh, no. When you break your pelvis, there's no surgery. When you break your hip, there's surgery. When you break your ribs, there's no surgery. And you always break your pelvis in two different places. It's like a hula hoop. Anyway, you talk about I couldn't move. And less than 8 weeks, I was back on the road. I was back to, I used the Beamer a lot. I'm not going to talk about the sessions or anything or how much time. But, I have somebody that's coming to get a Beamer session, so I'm going to cut this short maybe. Come on in. I'm on the phone. I had no bruising. Hitting that way on my left side, I hurt my shoulder, my hand, my it was I was a mess, and I could barely even walk. But no bruising. I looked, no bruising. Couldn't believe it.
Isn't that amazing?
But anyway, so I love my Beamer. I don't know what I would do without my Beamer. I'm going to celebrate January with all of my girls, my nieces, and my daughters and granddaughters in Vegas, and I'm going to be 50 plus 35 years old. So we're gonna tear Las Vegas up. Anyway,
you're taking
it really is. It, unbelievable, but you know what? I couldn't afford my first Beamer. I panicked. I thought, how the heck am I going to pay for this? And that was 3.5 years ago. And now, within 2 years, I had 5 human Beamers and 1 horse Beamer paid for by Beamer. So anybody that says, I can't afford it, I totally understand. But anyway, I have a gal coming in to get a Beamer session, and then she's going to possibly do the business. So... and then I have another guy coming in about a half an hour that's going to rent a Beamer. I'm going to give him a Beamer session. So we're going to give rides on our Beamers, right?
Right.
That's right.
I say, come on.
We'll let you go share your Beamer. So thanks so much for calling.
All right.
In.
And thank
Always
you for
nice
being
fan.
Here, like I say, and carrying on the torch. Merry Christmas. Merry
yes,
Christmas,
thank
everybody.
You,
Bye.
Well, see, there you go. Another person, no bruising. Isn't that a funny? Not funny, but isn't that amazing? So the other thing she said is, you know, if people think they can't afford it, you know, I've been having very good luck having a lot of people do a zero interest credit card. And I tell my clients, I said, nobody wants to have another credit card. I understand nobody wants to have one more credit card. But if you can get the zero interest credit card, put your Beamer purchase on it, you have very minimal payments, big upfront payments. And you have 18 to 21 months to pay it off and pay it in chunks and pay more when you can. Or if you decide to do the business with us, you make a few sales and then you put the money back into your credit card. And like Jan says, within a couple of years, you have enough money to be buying a few of them. And it's not like you're buying something that's just an expense. It's actually more of an investment in your health and in starting an own business. So, and that's what you did too, also, Sue, right?
Yeah. In fact, I usually tell people to check for their own credit card first, so they don't have to open new credit, because they have established credit and their credit card wants their business. And more often than not, I'd say probably 85% of the time, people are able to get a 0% through their own credit card. And then the other thing is, like Jan made, I love that point he made, because I actually use that when people say they can't afford it. You know, I basically say, well, do you want to go the rest of your life, you know, not being able to afford things or not being afforded Beamer? Because like Jan proved it. She had, I think she said, 4 or 5 human ones and 1 equine device. And I tell people about that. This is a great, you know, back pocket business, full-time, part-time. You know, I didn't expect to be a distributor. My friend wanted to buy one before I even had it. I was just telling her about it, and she wanted to buy one, so I found out I could sell it to her, and look at me now. I mean, seriously, I tell people, don't, you know, this is a way you can afford it, and you can have financial and physical health.
That's true. That is all true. Hey, we do have 2 more callers, so I will unmute 530-557. I'm unmuting you, so you are live on Block Talk. 530-557.
Good morning. This
who is
Kate.
What's your name? Hi, Kate.
Hi. Well, you know, I love Jan calling in. She always inspires me, because I'm 70,
And I think of the energy that that gal has. It's just so inspirational. So it makes me feel great. But I thought I'd just share a couple of things. I've had a Beamer for a little over 2 years. And earlier in the call, we were talking about athletic recovery and being able to squat and so on. And, you know, maintaining muscle mass is so important as we age, all our life, really. But it's harder to do, you know, after the age of 60 and then after the age of 70, even more so. But it's so important, and they're learning more and more about muscle as an endocrine organ, so that if you maintain healthy muscles, for instance, and you're exercising your thighs, as an example, you're creating molecules that actually affect brain growth. So it's not just working the muscle. Working the muscle affects many aspects of your entire physiology. And one of the things with aging that I've learned is, and with women because it's estrogen related, is that we're less efficient with age and postmenopausally in bringing blood flow into our musculature. So, you know, before I do my daily workout, I have a nice Beamer session, and it just helps me do what I need to do to maintain my muscles, and that makes me feel great. And the other thing about digestion, when I do my morning Beamer session, I lie in the B body, but then I do the B pad in certain areas of my abdominal area. And one of the reasons I do that is just you've slept through the night, and the body is very busy detoxifying in the night. Your liver is very active at night. So then in the morning I give that what it was doing in the night, just that greater support of enhanced blood flow. And again, with menopause, our liver, after menopause, our liver actually starts to get smaller and becomes less efficient in blood flow. So it's such a fabulous means of maintaining healthy longevity. So I just thought I'd share that. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for sharing that. You're always so educational when you come on Blog Talk. We really appreciate you sharing your experiences. Thanks for calling, and you have a great weekend. So, Sue, I know you work out a lot, too, so.
Yes. Yeah,
you do your Beamer sessions beforehand also?
Oh, yeah. So I'm one of those people that I've used it so long now, but in the morning, I don't do it immediately. I just kind of like feel, what am I going to, you know, where do I want to do the extra applicator or whatever, that type of thing. But if I'm doing it late enough or before my workout, I will always, even if I do intensity 1 through 4, I'm one of those people that maybe does 5 and 6 every once in a while, but not for the full week. But I will lay on a 6 or even a 10 I've been known to do before a workout. And I'll tell you, I noticed for a long bike ride, I'm actually faster and stronger on my way back. Like, it's weird. It's like you get the second wind or something. And I'm 60, so that really shouldn't happen. And I don't think it's the normal way to happen anyway. But before a leg day or something like that, I'll always be more at a higher, you know, if I'm doing it close to before. And it's incredible. Absolutely. My recovery, I mean, I'm able to work out harder, and I was able to build too much muscle on a leg that atrophied for 4 years when I had a lot of dysfunction and discomfort in my leg from a massive knee injury. And I mean, I do pistol squats again, literally, like one-legged squats, which is amazing that I'm doing that again, because I thought I used to watch myself walk off the curb, you know, because I had so much movement in my knees. And I had some other little therapies along with Beamer, but my doctor called it, he saw it on guided ultrasound, and he deemed me a super healer and also said that my tissue was more highly vascularized than most high school tissue he saw. And I literally feel amazing. I really do.
That's wonderful. I know it's funny when we go to manager meetings and we are dancing and how much older we all are and older people, and everybody's on the dance floor all night long compared to other places where you don't see the older people on the dance floor.
It's true.
So we do have one more caller here so far. So I am going to unmute 717-656. You are active and live on Blog Talk, so give us your name, where you're from, and your testimony.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. This is Lydia from Pennsylvania. Yeah, I do appreciate your program very much. And, yeah, I had my Beamer for 6 years, and the stories can go on and on. I had a lot of results in my family and myself. But anyway, I was wondering, my main question today is I don't have a computer, and at one time I had a phone number that I could call in and ask some questions about your health or how to use a Beamer. Can you ladies give that to me or call me back if that's more convenient later?
So that you can either email the medical department at Beamer or you can call them. And I'm getting that number up for you right now.
I've got it. It's IBD support, and I believe it's option 3, and it's 1-800-554-9117.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you can also email usage-support@beamer.services.
Okay. So when I dial this number, I will be directly to the information office, or?
No, you need to listen to the options, but it should, you know, you'll press 1 for U.S., and then listen to the options. I believe it's 3. I believe it's option 3, but you'll hear it. You'll understand which one it is.
Okay,
and then
thank
most
you.
Likely you'll have to leave a message, and they'll call you back, just so you know.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's been a while, and I thought, I just want to have that number.
You're welcome. Have I called in? You know, that's something that probably other people want to know. And a lot of times people don't understand that we can call or email Beamer to get medical advice, especially if you have a client or you're not sure. We are not practitioners. We are not doctors, unless you are. But we don't give medical advice. So what I'd like to do is email Beamer, because then they will email you back, and that way then you can take that email and you can forward it on to your clients, and they can see that Beamer actually answered it and see the long explanation that they answer. And then when you have that email, you already know why you email them with the issue, and then I save it in my Gmail. I save it in a Beamer medical file, and then I have all these different ones to know what kind of answers there were in the past. So. All right, we have one more caller. I'm so excited that people are actually calling in. So we have an 831-760. I'm unblocking you, so you are live on Blog Talk. Let us know who you are.
Good morning. It's Zabilla from Monterey, California. And
hello.
I just wanted to share. Yeah, hello. I have my Beamer since 2016. I have actually a new thing happening to me, so I just want to share that. I broke several ribs a week and a half back in time, and it was just horrible. Bad. I mean, really bad. I don't wish anybody to break the ribs. And I first tried to help myself to get through this with the B-pad and the B-spot, but there were just too many areas that needed it, so the B-spot, it just was too time-consuming. And the B-pad, even on Blue Program 3, it just took way too long and didn't make me feel any bit different. So I resigned trying to do the B-sit magic. So I know we are all individuals and everybody responds differently, but the B-sit is just perfect from the size to cover the whole area, and I can get to it from the back and from the side and from the front, not putting weight on my injured areas. And I have to say, even after the first application round of B-sit, magic in my body. So it's just the muscles tightening up, trying to support the injured area. They just began to get out of their spasms, and that felt better. And then having injured rib cage, it really affects the whole rib cage. It's not just days where the ribs are. So the B-sit, now on day number, 9 or 10 I am, really made me able to move without being in hell, and I can breathe much more easily. I can use my left arm a little bit. So
that
I
can great walk news.
Better. Yeah, so it really affects the whole body in the negative when the injury happens, but I can so feel how the regular B-sit applications throughout the day, I just get better and better so fast. I'm just amazed how blood flow helps. I can even laugh again a little bit. Well, that's all good.
And what's really nice is when you go back to your doctor and they go, wow, you are really healing fast. What are you doing?
Yep.
So we all have to remember to continue to tell our doctors about Beamer, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that to give some people knowledge about how useful the B-sit is when it's a larger area. It just covers it broadly and it goes deep. I can just feel it on the whole soft tissue level, deep down to the spine, how everything comes back to being more pliable and moving and become more elastic so that I can move a little bit better, not too much than the fractures hurt, but it really makes a huge difference. So just wanted to share.
That's wonderful. We thank you so much for sharing that. And it is true, B-sit can be used in many, many different ways. I used to have numbness in my toes, and I would put it down on the floor and put my feet on top of it on the B-sit, and boy, did that feel so good. I mean, that felt really, really good. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of different ways to use all of our attachments, and everybody is different, like you just said. I mean, everybody is different, so try a few different ways, different places, and, and then see how it works. And don't ever give up. Just keep doing it, because even though you don't feel it, it is working on the inside. From the cellular level inside out.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing. I'm so glad you pushed one. If anybody else has two, we have 3 minutes left, so we have a little bit of time for a few others if anybody else wants to call in. But thank you and have a great Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy your holidays.
Okay. Bye-bye. Boy, that was fun. It's nice to see people using different ways.
Yes, I agree. That B-sit applicator, when I had COVID, I put it over my chest, and it was amazing. Also, over my quads when I have a really hard leg day, or under my feet, I love it. It's one of my favorites. It's truly an amazing attachment.
All right.
Any more breaks, please?
Well, we have 2 minutes left, so we just want to thank everybody for calling in. I know it's a busy holiday week preparing for holidays, so we just want to thank everybody for coming in. And if we have a few more people, we could have one more testimonial. If we have somebody else wants to raise their hand, push one to get on the queue. Otherwise, Sue, do you want to just kind of help close us out a little bit?
Yeah, I'll just wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and we'll see you before the new year, but just really enjoy this time. I think we're all pretty much the biggest gift we have this year is that we're getting together with our families and just really enjoying. That's truly the best part anyway, just being with family and friends. So enjoy the season.
That's right. And, you know, when we get together with families, you know, we love to care and share our Beamer to our families and just share it with them. Let them give them a pamper session, but don't try to sell it to anybody. Just let them try it and use it. And then don't even tell them more about it. Let them ask you about it. But when everybody starts to feel 2 or 3 hours later, when they start to feel a lot better, they're going to go, what is that thing? What did it do? So the idea is sharing and caring and not so much selling.
True.
So we want to thank everybody for calling in, and this is Jeanette and Sue saying goodbye, Blog Talk, and hope you have a wonderful holiday and New Year's, and we will see you again.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.